hole that moved the dirty wheel, just a shot, I got one down my barn, scoop. Barn scoop, we call them. That's what they had, and those mule holes had single trees, of course, and the clippers and hooked to it. And they'd just hold them, big nigger, some would hold them hounds, but had a little hound going in on the side, a cup, something like that, old clamped over. And they'd hold it down and load that scoop. And that colored guy would stay there, most of them was colored loading. And they'd stay right there, and there'd be none come right behind them, just a great line of mules. Mm-hmm. And they'd load them and haul that dirt, move it and build these roads. I seen them build that, and I seen them build this one from Franklin to Knife, my time. And they'd build them with scoops. And we sighted over there, there's a bunch from Florida. Reckon us boys had an old gym over at College Road. We always watched ball games over there. Yeah. I had a lot of family school. I never did get to go to school or anything, but I was pretty freely over there with them in young generation, you know. So we decided we'd have a boxing match. And there's two colored people from Florida. One of them was a great big colored guy. One was small. Mm-hmm. And we had some professional boxers. Well, they were going to put on an exhibition, they said, and charge us a dollar. We charged everybody $1 piece to come in the gym. We had, I expect, 500 or 600 people in there that night. Maybe 1,000, I don't know. You never saw such a lot of people.
Yeah.
You couldn't hardly walk in there from. And had our ring fixed right out in there, some of the gym floor, you know. Had it roped off. Of course, these boys that were professional boxers knew how to fix everything. We're going to give the colored guy that won the money, all the money.
Mm-hmm.
So that little bitty one, nigga, said he'd take him on. He didn't believe that the big nigga could hit him. He believed he could whip him. And it went on, I don't know, good little bitty. They're going to have around one round or maybe two rounds. And like, that little big colored guy got up on that old bitty nigga. And he was just hit jogging, you know, all in the chest and face and under the chin and all. Old Bill just spitting and throwing it, you know, see this lobbing can on, hitting him in the face. And finally he just come around like that. Now we ain't look, just come around loose handed, just come around. And he hits that little nigga right up on the leg. And he just went spinning in the air and hit the floor. He laid there. We thought it killed him. And we went out there to help get him up. We told him that we weren't disqualifying. We tried to let him go back in. That wasn't a fair punch. It just all side punch.
That's not legal.
He said, well, but that wasn't enough. We were gonna get him, try to get him fight again, you know.
Yeah.
He said, no, sir, boss. He said, I tell you. Says, I ain't going back in, just give all that money to that big nigga. Says, I ain't going back in now. Says, I don't want none of that money. But we did give him part of it.
Yeah.
We didn't give him bigger than all of it. We gave him some. But he wasn't fixing us to get him back in that ring. Right. He said, so he saw diamonds and stars and that big nigga to hit him, he said. He didn't want to, so he'd like to see some more diamonds, but he didn't want to send that kind of link, he said.
Okay, Say, if you had some really nice dishes, chances are they'd be made out of?
Like pure china.
Okay. Do you ever see an egg made out of this?
A what?
An egg made out of this.
Out of a dish?
Out of this china.
No, I never did see that. That's an egg.
Okay, Let's see, what would you use to carry food to the pigs in?
And they just any kind of feed, do you mean, or slop?
Yeah, slop. What would you carry?
Slop bucket.
Okay. And what would you use to fry eggs in now?
Skillets.
Okay. Does that have little eggs on it?
The skillet?
Uh-huh. Okay, it's just flat.
Flat skillet with a ham.